You're listening to Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox. Discover the creative genius within. If your inner critic is standing in the way of your creativity, listen up. Sharing your vision is a scary thing to do. Gwen Fox is here to inspire artists to believe in themselves and their creative abilities. Wherever you are on your artistic journey, Gwen wants you to know that it's spiritual too. Dive deep and reach high as we pull together the threads of spirituality and artistic expression to empower you to share your vision with the world. You are unique, and only you can express your vision. So stop comparing and start creating. Feed your creative spirit and free your creative genius with Creative Voice Radio now.
Hey, everybody, welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with the most amazing, amazing Gwen Fox.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I know, it's a riot, isn't it? But it's so true. It's so true, because part of what we're going to talk about is the mask that we wear. And one of the things that I was struck by this week, too, a series of events, Gwen, is, look, in the sense that we are showing up in life, right? If we believe this, let's just say we believe this idea for a moment, that we are absolutely amazing, that we come into this world amazing, yep. That we live into this world amazing, but somewhere along the way, we don't see ourselves as that.
No.
We don't even believe that that was our birthright. But more importantly, what happens when people give us a mask or give us something that talks about what they think we are or what they think we should be? All of this has to do with what we're about to talk about today. And it's devastating if we don't address this.
Oh, it means that, I mean, we go through life with the mask on and we're never ourselves, because the mask determines who we are. I mean, we are what the mask says, but we're not ourselves. We're not our true identity. And it's really sad.
It is sad. And, you know, part of this, you see this every day in the work you do with people. And one of the things that we talked about in the last show is that you see people that don't believe that they have a creative bone in their body.
You got it.
Not a one.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's wonderful though, because if I can just get a hold of them, you know, they say, I can't draw a straight line. Hey, I can't either. I can't draw a straight line. So what's your problem?
Well, I mean, the thing that I think is so timely for this is that this is not just, Gwen, about the masks that we wear when we're having a major life issue, so to speak. It's more like these incidental things that happen, which would have us create a mask. You know, a very beautifully woven idea of what some other person, what the world, what our culture, what our ethnicity, what all of that feeds us to tell us who we perhaps even should be. Mm-hmm. How does this affect us?
Well, it affects our personality, it affects everything. I mean, when we're born, we are gently given a mask, and the mask is nice. We're somebody's daughter or somebody's son or somebody's whatever. And so we go on. And then when we marry or whatever, then we're somebody's wife or husband. And you know, that's okay. Except when I got to my marriage, I didn't like being a Mrs. John so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted my name. And we were in the Air Force at the time, and they did this cookbook. And the women that did the cookbook were Mrs. John Admiral or Colonel John, blah, Mrs. Blah, give me a break. Do you not have a name? You know, hi, Mrs. Colonel, blah, 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 blah. I mean, who are you? This is the mask that they just take on. It's an identity, and it's like a cancer. It kills who they are. It kills their creativity because they don't even know it. They don't even know they have it. I mean, the creativity, because it's so dead. It's, yeah. You know, and yeah. So removing it's the only way to set it free.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We're talking about this in a couple of different ways. So I have this light fixture to the right of me. If you're on Facebook, well, it's to my right, but I'm sure it's to your left or whatever it is. And so I have this light fixture, and I've changed my where I sit because we're in between spaces. We're just getting ready to move into new space. It's like three Ooh. Times the size.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're going to build out our own studios. And of course, we've been having to figure out, does the space actually have internet? So I've been doing the shows from here because I got a lot of paperwork and notaries and all of those things. So somebody saw the light and they asked me where I got that from. Right. One of the viewers sent me and if you move it out, because it was moved out, you can see what's in the bottom. Right. There are these glass stones. And they said, where did you get it from? And I said, well, I got the lights from. Got the lights from Amazon. I got some of the branches. I don't know where. I got the things that are hanging there, their collection. So basically what I was saying is I didn't buy it.
Right, right.
I made it.
Right.
Right. And so then the follow-up question is, where did you learn to do that? And so the answer is, I have no idea. I just took some things I loved, put them in a glass. Linda helped me put some glass beads in the bottom. Because I love twinkle lights. I am the queen of twinkle lights.
Well, you go, girl.
But see, this is it. We don't recognize every day in our lives we're doing things like this.
Yeah.
So we have a, right. So what do we call that mask? That mask where we kind of go about life. And I find this, I work with women. I don't work with men, so I can't talk about what men do. But I find that folks are achieving, masterfully achieving, incredibly creative things every day. And mm-hmm. yet we say, oh, that thing, that's nothing. What do we do about that? What's that mask called? That, oh, it's nothing mask.
You know, actually, if they're at that stage, I think that's the freedom mask. Because they're okay. To me, a mask when you really you know, like you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50, your 40s and 50s or whatever. That mask, if you still have it, then it's woven. It's woven into you as if it is armor. And you know, and women wear it because they have to be a certain way in certain situations. Hmm. It's not being polite. It's that this is a mask that they wear. And and it's painful to get it off because, hey, well, I thought you were this person.
Yeah.
And now you're this person. And I had a student I was coaching. And absolutely stunning, beautiful, fabulous person. Beautiful person, beautiful home, husband that supported her art, beautiful children. I mean, you know, the perfect, perfect postcard type person. And she wasn't happy. And I coached her and I finally convinced her to have a one-woman show. Now, her paintings, people were expecting beautiful maybe flowers, maybe this, I don't know what they were expecting, but they were expecting Pat to be like herself, the paintings to be like Pat. But the inside of Pat was that she needed to go deep and explore and become another person, who she was. And her husband said, go for it. I want you to be happy. So she was lucky. And so her paintings were of faces, and they weren't necessarily beautiful, but they were strong. They were dynamite. And people walked into that one woman show and they were blown away. And Pat said, for the first time, I feel like I'm me.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. It's so important. And, you know, we're talking about, and of course, this is what you do. You know, it's hard to describe, Gwen, when I think about the many things I've come to know about you, right? The one thing that I know for sure is this, that you are someone beyond being a fantastic artist, but you are fully expressed. And so today, what we are talking about, and we're going to engage in this, is the conversation of the episode title, which is Death of the Woven Mask. And the reason that we're talking about this, we're going to talk about this in detail and find out from Gwen what it is. But I wanted to open this up with a conversation about the mask and the influence we have in life. And, you know, as an artist, you must see this in other people, or you must see things that show up in yourself. Mm-hmm. But to demonstrate who you are publicly, because that's what you do and that's what I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, mm-hmm. to the point where I don't even realize how out in the world, right, that I am. I mean, I was at a table tennis tournament a week ago, which is like my happy space, right?
I know.
And I met my friend's new girlfriend, and she had brought a friend, and I hope she's listening. And I was introduced, and this woman said, oh my gosh, you're Dr. Pat. I listen to you all the time. And I thought, wow, this is really fascinating. So I want to ask you this question. We are calling the show, this episode, Death of the Woven Mask. Mm-hmm. Let's tell people what you're referring to.
I am referring to the ideas that we think we are that are put onto us by others. You know, when she looked at you, now, she saw this person and she probably just immediately mentally put on a mask for you because she put you on a pedestal. She listens to you all the time. You were important. And maybe she wasn't. I don't know. I don't know the situation, but a lot of people do. And it's when you, as Kabir said, if you don't break your ropes while you are alive, do you think ghosts will do it after?
Well, this is what I love about this too. Because imagine me not like this, dripping wet with sweat.
I bet you look cute.
Just totally like dripping, because it's the tournament. You like go boom, 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 boom.
That's right.
It would be like a creative session with you where you go all day and you're completely immersed, right?
Yes, that's right.
The beauty of what's artistically being creative.
Yeah.
But in that moment, are we going to allow ourselves, regardless, to just show up as us? Let's take a short break. When we come back, just showing up as you, that may sound like super easy, super simple, right? just say it. I'm just going to show up as me today, right? Can you say that? Like, I'm just going to show up as me today. I'm just going to show up as me today. When we come back, we're going to tell you what that means. And if you're already now thinking, because you said that, and you're already now thinking, well, maybe I'm not going to show up as me when I go do this. We're going to help
you. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. This is really fabulous. This is Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox and me, Dr. Pat. I get to have this because this is what Gwen does. This is about how you discover your creative genius, how you look at that thing that's within and allow it to, you know, escape from the shackles of stuckability.
Which
you
we
know, that's the name of my new book, actually.
I know, we discussed that.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, isn't it?
I love stuckability.
Oh my God. It's like a crazy thing, right? But yeah. You know, this here, this is a powerful sentence. I'm going to say it one more time, Gwen. Death of the woven mask. See, you're not talking about removing it. You're not talking about maybe weaving it differently. You be saying, okay, we're going to just kill this thing. But there's a woven mask and there's a woven mask story that each and every one of us has. But you see, Gwen, I look at you and I think, well, why would Gwen do this show? Why would Gwen Fox do this show? Fabulous artist. She lives in the most beautiful place because I love the desert. People come to her house. They take weekend. They take retreats. They learn how to express themselves. You know, all of that. Why would a topic like this be so relevant? And I want to ask you this question because is it part of your journey? I know it's part of mine.
I think it's part of everybody's journey, Pat. I don't know of anybody that can be born and know, and have the wisdom to not take on this. I just don't know of anybody that does. Now, some can remove it quicker because they understand what's going on. Others wear it all their life. I consider the mask a cancer that kind of just kills the creativity because it suffocates you.
Yeah.
It suffocates you. And it's a, you know, it's something that you can get rid of, and but you have to be aware and you have to be willing to do it. Because it can be painful to do, because if you're in a group of women and they look, okay, let's take the Stepford Wives, you know, that type thing.
Yeah.
How are you going to get out of that and be yourself? That is a huge mask.
Yeah.
That's a mask because they've got to add, they've got to do a certain way, blah, 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 blah. So it takes courage, huge amount of courage to say, the question is, who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I? And that's a tough one, but it's an important one. And it's the best one you can ask because you're you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you've got, as you said, you've got a story.
We all do. You know, I was looking at your upcoming masterclass, and I want to talk about this for a minute. For those of you out there, I want you just, you can follow us at Gwen's site. You can go to gwenfox.com.
Yeah.
I was looking at the masterclass, and I know you've got one coming up September 5th, right?
Yeah, got it.
For anybody out there, if you want to know more about it, we're going to talk a little bit about it, but go ahead and check it out. It talks about taking all of the skills, right, and doing something that's so counter to our perception of artists.
Right.
And that is the role that when you say the word artist, usually the word starving is in front of it.
I know.
Right? There's this perception. And it's the same thing with musicians, all of the above. But this is something you've taken on to take that mask and pretty much annihilate it. Because this really, you know, when I think about the work that's been done with thought leaders and consciousness, there's two areas of work where there's been exceptions made. Like, you're not going to really have an abundant life. There are two areas that I see. People that are spiritual leaders, right? Uh-huh. The mask of, I've just got to suffer. And artists.
Yeah.
Who somehow, for some strange reason, latched on to somebody else's story. But you're busting out of that. See, I think that work you do right there is a major removal or death of a mask.
You know, and you're right. And I hadn't thought about it like that. And it is. It's because the mask is a volunteer thing, actually, particularly here, because creativity and artists, they immediately, hey, listen, when I said I wanted to be an artist when I was growing up, mother always said, well, just make sure you have a job, you know, and she was being kind, you know, she didn't want her little girl to go in and be a starving artist. And so it took me a long time, but I see this all the time with, say, the masterclass that's coming up. I know what I'm going to hear is, I can't afford it. But they will go on a vacation to Italy for a week.
Yeah.
Or they will keep the money and buy the groceries. And I just wrote a newsletter saying, on their deathbed, they will not remember the groceries or the one-week trip to Italy, but they will remember growing their art and becoming a highly respected artist.
Yeah.
You know, it's this thing of not just not saying no to what you want. I mean, I don't know if I told the story before, but if I did, stop me. But like the call came in the middle of the night, like all bad calls do. And my brother said, it's time to come home. Mother is in the last stage of dying. And I lived in England, and so immediately flew to East Tennessee. I had the honor of spending a month in that hospital room with my mother on an uncomfortable cot. But all of a sudden I remembered I didn't know as much about my mother as I thought I should. So I started asking questions. And my last question was, is there anything you regret? And she said immediately, yes. And I thought, okay. And I said, so what is it? I never bought a pair of red shoes.
Oh.
I said, red shoes? Really? So this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, it is.
These things are important. And she remembered this on her dying day.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know why, right? I mean, think about this. We're talking about a generation. And believe me, I know that I love that you shared that story, because we're talking generations of people mm-hmm. that would never, ever, ever think, one, to indulge in something like that for herself.
Oh, well, right? My mother's reason was it wasn't practical.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yet, the rave of multi-generations that came from The Wizard of Oz was embedded in women that grew in that era. The idea of it. So think about this. Think about the group consciousness of a movie like The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Think about the one thing that everybody remembers, right, in the color version of that movie, right? Those red shoes.
Those red shoes.
And it doesn't matter what costume party you go to or what event, red shoes, red shoes.
That's right.
So there's an entire generation of people, of women, that saw that, and that was their go-to sweet thing to have. And yet think about the mask, right? They're yeah. not practical. So on the consciousness level of Hollywood, you got to have a pair of these. On the practical level, don't you dare buy them. That is a generic mask that I think all of us have. Maybe not about red shoes, don't you?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, people say no to taking like the master class. Oh, I don't have the money, as I said, you know, before. But you know, as my plane landed at Heathrow. I went straight to Harrod's department store, mm-hmm. walked in, scanned the shoe department, went straight to the shoes, saw exactly what I wanted. They fit, never asked the price, red shoes. Go out, look to the sky. Mom, that one's for you.
Yeah. Let's talk about this, because we run into this all the time, Gwen. And I want to talk about this. I want to talk about the mask of, look, I cannot invest in myself. Not time, not money, not energy, because I am too busy, .. When we come back, we're going to talk about this, because I looked at the masterclass. And I looked at the price of the masterclass, and I looked at everything you're giving people for this experience. And when you break this down for those people that are so in the place of I'm ready for the next level of creativity, you can't take a class like the one that you're talking about for the investment that the price point you put this at. You really can't. There's no way you can even do it. And I want to talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
Are you worth the investment?
Yeah.
Do we think we are worth, and it doesn't have to be about the masterclass or about art. But when I say to folks that you're listening, ask yourself, are you worth the investment? We'll be right back.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
This is what's fascinating about this. And I know, Kat, you're capturing all of the conversation we're having during the breaks. And I'm glad you're capturing that. Because what Gwen and I are talking about today, if you've just tuned in, this is Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox and me, Dr. Pat. And I want to make sure you go to Gwen's site because one of you has just asked me, what are you talking about with the masterclass? Okay. If you go to GwenFox.com, you're going to see that there's an upcoming masterclass that is happening September 5th, but it isn't the only class that Gwen does. And I just want to be very clear about that. There also is, for those of you out there, you know, you could also look at the webinars, right? That happens. There's a webinar. I think it's August 22nd, right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Because you're always teaching.
I'm always teaching.
You're sharing. You're always teaching. You're always sharing. But this thing we've touched on right here.
I know. It's interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting. It is interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it shows up everywhere. But I want to talk about this next part. We will believe somebody else's opinion of what they think we should have or what they think the investment should be in ourselves. Mm-hmm. Even though we know on the inside, we know the truth of that. How do we break that?
That's a good question. The first thing that comes to my mind is you have to be pretty stubborn. And you have to know what you want. You have to be willing to go get it. I'm a go-getter. I get that feeling that, oh, I should do this. And I know everybody else does, but they just squash it. Because then they start thinking, oh, well, I can't do that, or I can't do that, or what if I do that? But I can tell you, the big thing is they don't think they're worthy. And, you know, little Jimmy, he's worthy of whatever it is, I mean, you know, that we're doing for him. But if you are willing to actually do this for yourself, think of what you're doing for your children. You are telling them, Mom did it. Look, she's normal. This is normal. I can create. I can do whatever it is I want. And it's normal. Hmm. But you know what? Stepping out is stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And that's scary.
Yeah.
It's real scary. And so talking about the money and so forth and investing in yourself, what if you don't get it back? You've thrown away all that money. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I have conversations with folks that have a huge dream and they want help talking about their dream or launching their dream. And you know, they're really clear on what we can do to help them. And we get to the last, whatever that is, the last hurrah, the last bit of conversation, and you think you're in this place of enormous gratitude, right, for what's being created. And then comes this statement. Now, you sure I'm going to get my money back? And I think to myself, okay, what would cause you, after all the work we're doing to help brand you to, and these are some of the folks we take from Soup to Nuts, to help get your book written, to really build a new website, Now, let me try to think. If all of that stuff is being done, then what would cause all of this to fail?
They want it on a platter. They want it in front of them. They want it physical.
I'm telling you, the answer is this, and you nailed it before. We're not all in.
Yeah.
We're all in for the world, for our bosses, for our job, but we are not all in for ourselves.
That's right.
We have got to have the all-in mentality when it comes to ourselves. Look, how many times do we have to hear the story of, look, if something happens on the airplane and the oxygen, put yours on first. How many times do we have to hear that to represent the fact that the notion that we won't do that, right. Isn't that the mask you're talking about?
Yes.
Isn't that a mask?
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing to me. And there is I think one of the masks, there are many masks. It depends on the person. But I think there's a universal mask on money.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a universal one.
Yeah.
And that's what you run up against and I run up against with my workshops. You know, I just know I can't afford to pay that. And some people say to my workshops, which there are 5 days of teaching here in Taos, and they're $975, and they write and ask if that includes lodging and food.
What do you say? Bring a tent? I mean, I'm just curious.
I just say, no, I'm sorry, it isn't. But I give them places to stay, but I never hear from them. Their mentality is so, their mask is so tight that they can't think another way.
Yeah.
And that's really sad. And try to get this to move, which you try to do with your transformational radio programs. And I do with my teaching. It is a buggeroo.
Yeah. See, the thing that I think we didn't talk about here was
the masterclass and how long this journey is, right? So when we talk about a class, people usually think that we're talking about something we do in a week or something we do over a weekend.
Right.
But what we're talking here is a journey with you. Yeah. It's a three-month journey with seven modules, live training.
Oh, yeah, every week, live training.
Critiques of the work.
Yeah, right.
All of that. And so I got to get back to what we're talking about, because it's not about the masterclass or it's not about hosting a show. I just want to have a call to action for all of the women listening today. Can you find something today that you believe you're worthy of to invest in yourself? And the caveat I want to put about that is you are worthy of everything.
Yeah.
Can you find something today, your version of red shoes, that you're willing to invest in yourself?
That's a good one. I'm going to try that on it my is. Group.
It is. And it doesn't have to do with whether you're taking a master class or like me. I actually just convinced myself as to what I want to do. Maybe you want to go get your nails done, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you want to go to the movies.
Yeah.
And so aren't you saying, Gwen, that this is the time that when we take this mask and we talk about the death of the mask, we're really talking about removing all barriers of judgment from whether we're worth it.
Yes, absolutely. And learning to lift ourselves up to say, I'm worth it. I'm worth this. It's just knock down the barriers. Let me tell you, once that happens, you're a heck of a lot happier. You're freer. You're lighter. It's wonderful. And all of a sudden, opportunities arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunities arrive and you get to do all of this stuff and you say, I don't know what happened, but boy, I'm really busy right now and everything's happening. Well, guess what? You got rid of stuff and now good stuff is coming in. Good stuff can't come in if you're full.
That's right. One of the things that we're going to do, we're going to skip the break. I was looking at some of the modules in the masterclass. I just want to talk about them for a minute, because every one of these, I believe, points to a mask that has to be taken off. And I hadn't thought about that. So when I was looking at this, I was struck by a couple of them. So one of them is out of the gate is looking and discovering your artistic voice.
Right.
Just that alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what that means. We actually have to step into the place where we believe, all of us listening, that we have an artistic voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And finding your artistic voice isn't found in a book or on Google. It is found inside of you. And if you want to do flowers, you still have to find your artistic voice. You found your artistic voice by using your voice.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. And you offer this to others and help them. That's your artistic voice.
Yeah. And, you know, part of this, too, is looking at without judgment. One of the other modules that I was drawn to, and I want to talk about it, because I think this is a big mask. And maybe this module is a metaphor for life. But it certainly is something that has been part of my life lesson. And it's module 6, where you say finding beauty in the ugly. Mm-hmm. How much of our lives do we look back at where we don't even want to discuss those parts of us or what we view as ugly or what we view as traumatizing or what we view as devastating? Right. And yet we don't look at it. You know, when my friend, I moved to Seattle in 93, and one of my best friends at the time was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was this very short period of time, which I told you about,
mm-hmm. where I somehow got my hands on a sketch pad and some pencils, and I just started to sketch.
Mm-hmm.
But what I sketched could fit into this module because they weren't your typical beautiful sketches. Right. They were different. They were representative of what I saw my friend go through with mm-hmm. her doctors mm-hmm. and what she went through and what that felt like to me at that time. But sometimes, Gwen, don't you think we have to face those things which we've put in the ugly category and take that mask off?
Without a doubt. I kind of call that painting your history.
Mm-hmm.
And because we all have history, and some of it's pretty and some of it isn't, but it's your history. And it's with that history that you can put emotion into your painting. And I think I had mentioned this before, but one of the girls could not figure out anything super uglier than her cat's kitty litter. And she literally did a fantastic, beautiful abstract from that. And it all of a sudden now, I mean, I have students writing me from past workshops and they say, I now look at things totally different.
Mm.
You know, I used to bypass those things and now I look at them and say, how can I beautify the world with something ugly?
Mm. I live in the state of Washington, Washington State.
Uh-huh.
But I've also lived in New York and New Jersey. And one of the things I love to do is go into Manhattan, into Soho, and maybe it's moved around now a bit, and go to these, you know, exhibits, right? And the fantastic versions of art that would show up. We have them now on street corners and cities yes. all over the country, yes. right? Once upon a time, you had to go to New York. But now, like here in Washington, we have these things where artists bring their fairs to the streets and so forth. A question that I think that we're exploring, and I'd love to hear this, you know, your view on this, is once we remove one mask, I don't know about your experience, generally, for me, I found another.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we just sit with that. We have to keep removing them, right?
We have to. And it gets down to, you know, who are you? And you get down to your authenticity. And that's where you want. That's what you want. You want to know who you are. And it's up to you to find it. There's no blame on anybody else. It's all here and it's all your job. This is who you are. Who do you want to be? Well, let's find out. Let's find out who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we all have to find out who we are. Have to get strong. Have to be willing to be in that uncomfortable state and still look at it as an adventure. And that those adventures turn out to be normal. And then we go to a bigger step that's an adventure, and that's normal. And then we move on. You know, we grow because each adventure that we do turns into, oh, well, that wasn't so bad.
Mm.
You know, I was okay. I lived.
And, you know, this brings us to really what I think you talk about a lot. And that is to get to the place of the joy of becoming yourself.
Yes.
You know, the journey may yes. have some rough edges.
Yes.
But there is an end game. And mm-hmm. it's a joyful one, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. But it is a joyful one. But the journey to get there is fascinating. It's fascinating. And I think if we can just embrace that, we're good. We're golden. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and very unexpectedly, was on my second vision quest into the high desert. And you live, of course, yeah. you live in the desert, right? But remember, I'm a girl from the Bronx.
Right.
A lot of the life I'm living now, I didn't even think it was a reality. But the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen was on the second vision quest when we got an unexpected rain, like rain, right? Because you're in the desert, it's in the summer, it's not like it rain. It doesn't rain, right?
No.
But we got this unexpected rain. Of course, it was traumatizing for all of us. So that was a vision quest all by itself. But what happened when the sun came out is there was like flowers.
Oh, immediate. I know.
It's like, it was like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
It was like rain, sunshine, and you could see things pop.
Mm-hmm. And didn't the air smell crisp and
right? Clean? Right.
Oh.
But see, that's what happens inside of us. See, we have that beauty.
Yeah.
We have that beauty. And the rain that gets sprinkled on us is the rain of allowing ourselves to show up as us.
Yeah.
And then the flowering happens automatically. And I think there's a joy to seeing that. Isn't that what you see in the work that you do with people? You see that transformation.
I see that transformation. And when I see that person open up and say, oh my gosh, I did this and I know nothing. You know, it just came. They are excited. And that's when they want more.
Yeah.
They want more.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get too complacent.
Yeah. I think that's true. But you see, I surround myself with a number of people that absolutely don't allow that to happen.
Oh, I don't even allow my dogs to do that.
Yeah, that's it. But here's what it is for today's show. This mask.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mask becomes comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we can't live without it.
Right.
This is a powerful message. And I know the work that you do is all about, you know, helping us remove the mask. Let folks know, one, how they can find out more about you. Please let them know about the classes and how they can register for those. And then I would like to ask you what your personal message is. What would you like to leave us with today?
All right. Okay, you can go to the site, to gwenfox.com, and look at all of the workshops. They're a week long, with the exception of the online masterclass. And remember that you can take it at your leisure, because you've got the material for years, and you can come back. And so that makes it really, really, really good. And so what I would like to leave you with is a quote, and if I can just remember it, I hope I can remember it. When you find that passion within you, I'm not going to remember this. Okay, wait a minute. When you find the passion within you, you will release the fear, that the fear will no longer control you, and I will send you the real thing that I wrote this. And the reason I was thinking about it, and I don't know where it is because I taught this last week, and this gal from Canada, I said, how'd you find me? She says, I was in a workshop in Canada, and on the wall was this big quote, and it was by you. And I said, oh my gosh, really? Wow. Okay. Woo. That makes me feel good.
Isn't it fascinating how we get directed to exactly the place we're supposed to be at exactly the time we're supposed to be?
I know. And I'm sorry. But, you know, what I'd like to leave them with is be brave. Question yeah. the mask.
Yeah.
Question it. If it doesn't fit, take it off.
Yeah.
I took it off.
Yeah.
You know, and so you feel better. But if you've got questions about it, email me, call me. I don't mind.
Yeah. I'm so appreciative that you're doing that. Gwen, thank you so much. What is your email? Is it all on the website?
It is. It's gwen@gwenfox.com.
Thank you for listening to Creative Voice Radio with Gwen Fox. Discover the creative genius within. Tune in monthly as Gwen joins Dr. Pat to make the connection between art and spirituality and inspire listeners to express their vision by saying yes. Yes, you're good enough. Yes, you're talented enough. Yes, you are an artist. Connect to the vision you'll share with the world by saying yes to the things you fear. Ignite your creative being, body, and soul with Creative Voice Radio. For more information about Gwen Fox or to listen to this show, visit GwenFox.com.